GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Our WVOMFM.com question of the day has some listeners fuming. See what I did there?
Yep.
Should Maine ban the sales of vaping products? Our number is 1-800-966-1039.
All right, let's go on the phones. Ken and Winslow, good morning.
First answer, no. It's personal choice. I mean, if you're going to ban vaping because 9 people have died, you need to ban smoking cigarettes, you need to ban alcohol, you need to ban cars. I mean, that's a ridiculous metric to use. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the ingredients in vape juice are well known. There's vegetable glycerin, propylene glycol, which is not the stuff that's in antifreeze. It is the stuff that carries medicine and albuterol inhalers. It is antibacterial and antiviral and parts in concentrations down to 1 part per million, and then nicotine and flavor. Let's see.
Can we jump in with a question for you? Sure. Talk about the ingredients that's in the vaping product. Are the ingredients standard in all vaping products? Is there some regulatory agency that's making sure what's in that product is what you say is in the product, and no one can get something from some foreign country that's not what it says it is, and then it therefore could be dangerous?
Yes, there's not a regulatory agency that keeps track of what's in it and all of that. Mm-hmm. It's the industry is regulating itself. We don't want people to die from doing this. You know, the whole idea is that it's a harm reduction. No, it's not completely harmless, but it's a harm reduction method.
All right.
It's far less harmful than cigarettes. One more thing.
Go ahead.
The whole popcorn lung is a complete myth. There's more diacetyl in a single cigarette than there ever was in 30 milliliters of vape juice, and the industry as a whole found out that was causing people to have lung issues. It's been removed from all name brand vape juices for like the last 2.5-3 years. So the popcorn lung myth is just that. It's a myth. There's nothing to it whatsoever. Nobody's ever actually gotten popcorn lung from vaping. There was just a concern that it might happen, so that ingredient was completely removed.
Well, here's what the medical people are saying. If you're a long-term cigarette smoker and you haven't been able to cut back and you use e-cigarettes, it can be safer. It is not safe, but it can be safer than cigarette smoking. But if you don't smoke at all, don't start vaping because it's not 100% safe. You buy that?
Correct. I have no argument or issue with that statement. It is not completely harmless, but it is far less harmful than smoking combustible cigarettes.
So let us ask you the opinion of whether State Senator Rebecca Millett, Democrat of Cape Elizabeth, if her bill should make it through the legislature in Augusta. She suggests that we ban the sales of vaping products until the Food and Drug Administration determines they're safe to use. Would you be in favor of a ban until the FDA says green light?
No, because at this point you have tons and tons of mom and pop businesses that if they ban this are going to have to shut their doors. I mean, we've got all kinds of businesses related to this. The British Royal College of Physicians, which they're the ones that originally discovered that cigarette smoking leads to lung cancer, and we refused to listen for 20 years. The British Royal College of Physicians did a massive study and found that vaping is 95% safer than smoking a combustible cigarette, and they only expect that number to go up.
Look, thanks for your phone call. You sound like you are probably working in the medical profession, and thank you for, by the way, also safely doing a coffee transaction during a phone call with us. That was impressive, the way that you pulled that off. Appreciate it. 1-800-966-1039.
You've got mail.
Here are some of our pen pals writing into us, George, into the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Henry writes to us, good morning, George and Rick. There's a safer way to stop smoking. just stop. I was a two-pack-a-day guy back in 1970. I just stopped. For 2 weeks, withdrawal was tough, but then it was over, and I have not smoked since. No patches, no crutches, no substitutes. Whatever happened to willpower? Why do we want everything to be easy?
Well, he's not completely wrong.
How does that make you feel? Henry George says you're not completely wrong.
All right, he's okay.
You sound like my wife.
Right.
I'm going to let you be right tonight.
Not everyone is successful in cutting back on their smoking by going to e-cigarettes. Some people are, but not everyone. And that's what the medical researchers are saying. There are other ways. If you haven't been able to do it any other way, yeah, e-smoking is probably safer than doing the real thing, but it's not safe. And that's the key. Now, you get down to the young people who are just trying it to be cool. That's where these medical reports are coming from. The kids that are on ventilators and things like that who damage their lungs. Why in the world do you want to put anything in your lungs? Your lungs are built to take in air transferred to the body. They're not meant to take in all of these products that we're putting into them.
Will writes to us, because the government doesn't get a ton of raves off vaping. Meaning taxes. Erica, one of our pen pals, writes to us, let the people kill themselves with vaping. We have bigger fish to fry, like the opioid epidemic, which is killing more people. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should Maine ban the sales of vaping products?
No, they shouldn't. It's really the question that has to be asked is, you know, what does the state take in every year from alcohol, cigarettes, you know, fast food? All these things kill people. People make a choice to do something, and let them have their freedom to do what they want. Thank you.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Viva the First Amendment. Hearing from you, our question of the day: should Maine ban the sales of vaping products? What are you thinking?
No. Personally, I went from being almost a two-pack-a-day smoker to, when I started buying pods, to being a pack-a-day, then a half a pack, and then like two or three a week, and now I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. I do vape, and I've cut down considerably on buying Juul pods. I'm down to like one pack a week, where two packs would have to do me after I dump cigarettes. So this is helpful to a lot of people, although, to the counterpoint, I do understand that there are people that do both, or it doesn't help at all. So you have to take the good with the bad.
That's like taking methadone and staying on heroin, probably. Text messages. This person says, Rush says nicotine is the most addictive chemical around. Mm-hmm. This person wrote to us that, this person writes to us that they went to one of those Mark Patrick seminars for hypnosis. They wrote this: I quit with Mark Patrick, not one cig since, but they sure smell good.
Oh, I'm sure people who have smoked for years, it's a terrible thing trying to get off cigarettes. I'm absolutely sure. And even the medical people saying it's vaping is better than smoking cigarettes, but the bottom line is it's not safe. And then when you, again, I think the big worry has been, again, in young people who are starting out vaping.
Let this one sink in. This text message reads to us, whatever happened to my body, my choice? Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should Maine ban the sale of vaping products? What are you thinking? Did we lose you on line two? Sorry about that. More room for your call now at 1-800-966-1039. We extended the invitation to State Senator Rebecca Millett, the Democrat of Cape Elizabeth, to join us to talk about her idea of introducing this measure. Caller, hi, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking we have to address this as if we want to ride motorcycles without helmets. This is ridiculous. Can you see the systematic thing? Shots ordered for our children, mandated for our children, no light thing. Now, let's withdraw this because of, can you see how this is going? I need to stop.
Here's a text message to us when one person writes to us. It's my understanding, and we touched on this when we started our segment. It's my understanding that all of the deaths caused by vaping were from the use of illegally obtained THC products. I quit smoking cigarettes more than 10 years ago. Imagine if they banned the sales after 26 years by the use of an e-cigarette with flavored liquid. Unfortunately, I still have the addiction to nicotine, and I still use the products.
Nicotine is a very persuasive drug. It's just another way of getting nicotine.
Isn't it funny that nicotine is from tobacco products, which is one of the crops that helped this nation financially get on its footing after leaving the British Isles. Caller, hi, GHRT. Should Maine ban the sale of vaping products?
Definitely keep their nose out of it. But I have to say, climate change is one of the most complex things in the world. This is a very simple thing. And I think that particularly journalists should look up the Dunning-Kruger effect, and politicians find out where they're getting their money to go after vaping. Okay. Finally, big tobacco.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.